Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Many movies about Boston present the city as one of two stereotypes. There's the towny, bank robber, rough and tumble version of Boston seen in The Town.
They told me Brendan Leahy was coming down here to roll up on you with a Glock 21, so I came over here and I put him in the ground.
And then there's the smarty pants, elitist college town embodied by the movie The Social Network.
Hey, Mark.
Wardo.
You and Erica split up.
How did you know that?
It's on your blog.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I need you.
I'm here for you.
No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
Now, a handful of young local filmmakers is trying to shake up the way Boston movies are made. They want to make movies that present the city in a more realistic, less simplistic way. And they want to make their movies here in Boston, not in New York or L.A. One of their films, A Show About Us, will be playing at the Brattle Theater tonight. It's about three 20-somethings from very different backgrounds living together in Davis Square and trying to figure out life in Boston. The producer of that movie is with me now in the studio. Matt Paley grew up in Medford and graduated from Bard College. Welcome to Radio Boston, Matt.
Thank you, Sasha.
And also with me is one of the actors in the movie, Ken Breeze. Ken is from Attleboro, and Ken, you graduated from UMass Amherst.
That's correct.
Welcome to you, too.
Thank you.
So, briefly, so people understand who you guys are. You grew up in Boston. You left the state, Matt, for college. Ken, you stayed. But both of you came back. You studied film in college, and you wanted to do film here in Boston.
That's correct.
And tell me why, given that you could have a so much easier time doing this in New York or L.A., why do you want to stay here in Boston where there isn't the same film infrastructure you find in places like New York or L.A.? Matt, you want to take this?
Yeah, I mean, It was the easier path, and I think the path that a lot of my friends took was to go to New York, was to go to L.A. I personally like to write and direct. I find that the stories that I tell are about Boston. They're about my childhood, at least thus far. And it's my limited experience of the world, perhaps, but I find it a really fascinating place and an endless source of creativity, and I resent the fact, kind of, that I would have to go somewhere else to do it.
So you think you can find a way in Boston to have a thriving film career as well?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So, Ken Breeze, the other thing about the group of you wanting to stay in Boston is that you feel that many Boston movies fall in one of two categories, and that sort of there's this pigeonhole that you want to try to break out of.
Yeah, Sasha, I mean, the clips you played at the beginning of the segment are a great example where it's either, you know, the kind of the thug Southie mentality type of thing, or it's the highbrow Harvard Ivy League type of thing. And to be honest, I mean, everything runs the gamut. I mean, I grew up, you know, drinking beer and getting in fist fights and going to Celtics games, but I also read Dostoevsky, you know? So there's a big, you know, there's a lot of people in Boston that don't really fit into either category, so.
So what are the types of films you think you want to make that break out of those two stereotypes? The fist fight one you just described, Ken, and then sort of the more Harvard side.
I think it's less about the particular topic and more about we were talking about this before, the difference between writing a film about Boston and writing a film from Boston.
Actually being here, based here as you write it.
Yeah, I don't think it's important. Certainly A Show About Us, which is what we're showing tonight
at
the Brattle.
That's the name of the movie that films tonight at the Brattle.
Right,
Show About
9
Us.
O'clock, yes.
That's right. And that's not about Boston in that we didn't come together to make fun of Boston stereotypes. It's about, well, not to be glib, but it's about us. It's about 20-somethings living in Boston from different backgrounds. And in the way that, you know, Seinfeld is about New York, because the writers lived there and they're telling their personal experiences, A Show About Us and our films are from Boston because we're here.
In fact, Matt, you've said that you want basically to do a show about Boston the way Seinfeld is about New York. Is that sort of how you describe A Show About Us, which is the film that it's shows tonight at the Brattle?
I wouldn't say we're, you know, particularly trying to showcase Boston. We're just trying to showcase, you know, the film itself and our group that we work with are all from Boston, Boston products or transplants that want to be here. You know, so I think it's more of, you know, we're presenting something that has organically grown out of Boston.
Ken, you're an actor in this movie tonight.
Correct.
And so you play a character named Ken. So you're Ken playing Ken.
I'm Ken playing Ken.
And this actor is sort of this described as an alpha male Celtics fanatic, which seems like in a way what you describe yourself as, which does seem to fit into one of the Boston stereotypes. So how does this movie tonight break out of that stereotype?
Well, for instance, one of the clips is called Yo Allah, and it's about two of those thuggish, Southie type Boston guys that I'm talking about. Who have converted to Islam, and they discuss it rationally. It's not a thing where that's the big deal, that the two guys you expect to be, you know, Boston Irish Catholic, you know, prototypical type people. You know, they're discussing rationally what it's like to be an Islamic guy, you know, living in Boston, living under the same circumstances that those people would live under.
And I've seen a clip of this. The two guys are, one, you are wearing a Celtics tank top, I think, or short sleeve.
That's correct, yeah. So Kevin Garnett jersey, that's correct.
Both you guys have Sox hats on. I think the other guy has a white tank top.
The wife beater, they call it, yep. hate to use that phrase, but that's the correct vernacular.
Talking about converting to Islam.
Exactly.
Matt Paley, the other thing that you are involved in is a group called St. Elliot and Company. You describe it as a film collective. And you've said that you basically want to create an organization that can help nurture young filmmakers in Boston that want to be based here making films. Some of them want to make films about Boston, but some just want to be here. They want to feel like they can make a go of it. So tell us a bit about what that collective is trying to do.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, there was no conversation about the Boston film industry. So I feel like things are moving really fast. We're making tremendous strides. But what I see, and it's great and it's totally essential, is I see a race to create an infrastructure that allows Hollywood films to come in. What we don't see is support for young, you know, local artists, well, filmmakers in particular, who want to stay and feel they have to go to New York or L.A. and again, want to be writing from Boston, you know, and writing about whatever. And that, I think, would add to the complexity of the conversation.
Well, that, and you also, I mean, you know, a movie like The Town, it's almost like the circus comes into town and, yay, they grab a bunch of extras, they grab some production assistants locally, but none of the top-level people, none of the top casting is coming from Boston, you know, so I think if we can do an organic movement here and kind of let it grow and flourish and put some stuff out that, you know, Hollywood does pick up, you know, I think that's the only way we're going to get to that point.
One of the two of you have pointed out in the past that this huge number of films based in Boston come from a select group of people, Ben and Casey Affleck, one of the Wahlbergs.
And Matt Damon. Yeah.
So there are people producing Boston movies, but they do tend to be a certain type. And I don't know that that trickles down to younger filmmakers who want to break into the industry. Are you hoping this collective helps people break in?
Yeah, I think, but there's a second thing, too, which is they're making films, and I really like the films they're making, I should say that, but they're making films, you know, I think they're selling to Hollywood, and that's not a bad thing. But what it means is when you're going in to pitch a film in Boston, the question, if you're in LA, I'm sure as a producer, is why Boston? And so you have to go with that punchy, that instantly recognizable, you know, bank robber or Harvard kid or whatever.
Or Sully the scratch ticket addict.
Right. But, you know, if you were pitching to someone in Boston, if there were producers in Boston, if there was a studio in Boston, the question would never be why Boston. It would be why not?
So let's say you have literally a 10-second elevator pitch to give me. And first, I'll put you on the spot first, Ken. Why Boston? What's your pitch for why do a movie in Boston?
All the college kids, it's a melting pot of the entire world. So you're going to get all sorts of flavor here. There's, you know, actors from all over the world, minds from all over the world.
So a good place to come.
Let's use us.
Matt Paley, your 10-second pitch. Why Boston?
I just think, you know, why anywhere in a way? But I feel like with a film like The Town, there was an apology at the end of it, I felt, when it said, you know, this film is dedicated to the people in Charlestown that aren't bank robbers.
Not everyone is.
Yeah, and I feel bad.
So you want to do the non-bank robber pitch?
I would like the Charlestown people I know to see themselves on screen.
Thank you very much to both of you for coming in. Matt Paley is producer of the film A Show About Us, which will be playing tonight at the Brattle. Ken Breeze is one of the actors in that movie, although, Matt, I think you have a little cameo as well. It's what, 9 o'clock tonight?
9 o'clock tonight, yes.
For more information about that screening, go to our website, wbur.org. One quick note, we talked about a jury verdict in a tobacco case earlier this week of $71 million. Another $81 million was added to that today in punitive damages that just came in. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In our continuing fundraiser, we'd like you to make a donation because that will help Radio Boston. You're going to hear now how you can help do that.